Happy Monday, Life Springers. This week we are getting ready to consider what Paul told the Ephesian brothers and sisters about the implications of being one of Jesus' disciples. You will see that it is comprehensive, affecting everything we think and do. May you be focused in the keeping of this pledge. And now the text. So then, putting away falsehood, let us all speak the truth to our neighbors, for we are members one of another. Be angry, but do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger, and do not make room for the devil. Thieves must give up stealing. Rather, let them labor and work honestly with their own hands, so as to have something to share with the needy. Let no evil talk come out of your mouths, but only what is useful for building up as there is need, so that in your words may grace be given to those who hear. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with which you were marked with a seal for the day of redemption. Put away from you all bitterness and wrath and anger and wrangling and slander, together with malice, and be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ has forgiven you. Therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children, and live in love as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us, a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. And now let us pray. God of righteousness, only God, author of truth and integrity, we wear you as a bracelet on our wrists and on our finger as a pledge of marriage. Everywhere we glance at these reminders worn on ourselves, we think about what we promised you in the beginning of our discipleship. Help us to be faithful and keep our pledge to you. In Jesus' name we pray this. Amen. I pray that you have a good week and live in reminder of your pledge to God.